Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. The Puerto Rican band Ife combines the centuries-old drumming and chanting of the Afro-Cuban Santeria tradition with modern electronics. The band was founded by Otora Mun, who is a babalao, a Santeria priest, as well as a drummer and a veteran producer for rappers and singers. The band's latest release is an EP called The Living Dead, Ashe Bogbo Egun, a title that Otora Mun will explain to us in a bit. First, he and Ife singer Lavosky have worked up some duo arrangements of their music with the drums triggering electronics in their Puerto Rican studio. Here's Music for Egun, Movement 3, by Ife. That is the band Ife performing a song called Music for a Gun Movement 3, which comes from their new EP called The Living Dead. Actually, the title of the EP is a little longer than that, but I'll leave that for a moment. Let me first introduce you to the two members of the band who've just performed for us. Singer Lavosky and singer and drummer and leader of Ife, Otura Moon. Moon, it's really great that you could do this with us today.
No doubt. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So Music for a Gun is in three parts. Yep. And I think probably in explaining the title of the EP, The Living Dead, we first have to explain what a gun means.
So I'm part of a religious practice that's really a diaspora expression of a Yoruba religion. It's sort of like three components. One is a practice that intertwines with natural phenomena, mm-hmm. and that's the Ocha side, and those are, when we're talking about natural phenomena in terms of deities, we're usually talking about the main deities on the Ocha side, like Chango, Yemaya, Ochung. Each one of these deities sort of represent natural phenomena in the world. Another component would be Ifa, and I'm a priest of Ifa, so we are, as Babalawos, we're the diviners in chief in the religion. So it's part of that has to do with then the energy that people are manifesting at particular points in time, and our job is to sort of divine what that energy is. The third component would be the idea that our ancestors walk with us always, and that we are in constant communication with them, both learning, and that our actions reflect on them.
And the word Egun refers to?
So we do venerate our ancestors through rituals that are dedicated to Egun, which manifest as the ancestors in a day-to-day way. Like, I have an Egun shrine in the corner of my house where daily I'm feeding it, you know, coffee and whatever else it may require. So it's the name draws from this cult that has sort of broadened in the way that the interaction happens between participants.
Right. So The Living Dead is subtitled Ashe Bogbo Egun,
which means all power to the ancestors.
Mm-hmm. So it's, yep, these songs, they're not just a mix of old and new. You have clearly a background in electronic music, you know, the lot of auto-tuning of the vocals and chorus effects yeah. on the vocals and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's also, though, a real mix of languages, English, Spanish, and I assume Yoruba.
Yep. You know, I'm an African American. I moved to Puerto Rico 21 years ago. You know, I felt that if I was able to move to Puerto Rico and learn Spanish and begin to learn something about Latino culture, it would be sort of the act of building a bridge which I could cross later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really quickly on that first trip, I moved in 99, and at the end of 99, I was hired to play, to DJ a party that was in St. Thomas on a boat. And I was DJing on the boat. There was also a group of rumberos who were also santeros. And there was a West African singer and dancer that were Yoruban. And we all stayed in the same hotel. It was like basically a big house. And so, you know, the Puerto Ricans were playing drums constantly. The West African was in shock because they were singing in his native language, and he understood the words to the songs. He didn't know what to do with himself. And so for me as an African American, seeing that connection was seeing something that I had wanted all my life. And all of a sudden, there it was in the hands of my neighbors.
Well, what was your spiritual background? Did you have a grow up with a religious practice?
Sure. So, you know, my folks were religious. My mother played piano in the church. My father was a deacon off and on. So I was always sort of I had like a sort of like punk rock attitude towards religion. And then also being like a student of history, I suppose, I knew that there were things to be, you know, gleaned from the religion in terms of its value spiritually for people that were practitioners. I just couldn't get there because I felt that the religion was a form of control.
So how much of this do you expect or hope that your listeners will know or be interested in when they're listening to Ife's music?
I'm really trying to build a house with many different points of entrance, you know, on purpose.
Yep. Tell me about Tres Mujeres, the next song we're going to hear.
Tres Mujeres was the second song that I put together when I started Ife, and this would have been 2016. So I'd always produced music for rappers or singers, and I just felt like I knew what I wanted to say. Like, there was a message behind what I wanted to go for, but I just didn't see myself as capable of singing or doing that. And, you know, after about 3 months, all the singers that I called up, we couldn't make it to rehearsal or this or that. And so I was like, nah, man, if Daddy Yankee can do it, I can do it. You know, I'm gonna have a go at this, you know? And the first thing I did was House of Love, and I liked it, you know? I took one of the other beats over to the house of a friend of mine who was also an initiate, and showed it to her. And she was a rapper. And Iboru Iboya Bosheshe is a greeting that we do as Babalaos. But people that are initiates also greet us that way. And it's sort of a traditional Ifa greeting. And it comes from a story that talks about three women who have those names. So one woman is Iboru, the other is Iboya, and the other one's Iabosheshe. And so I just wanted to build a story around those three women and the idea of Ifa and this greeting. And I was like, if you can write it in that line, then we're good. And she just went to it, you know, and came up with the first two verses. I already had a chorus that Beto Torrens, another one of the members, wrote. And then she wrote two more flips of the chorus, and that was it. We had it.
Yeah.
But it worked. And her name was Kathy Cepeda, and she wrote the bulk of Tres Mujeres.
All right, so what you and Lavosky are doing here is, are you still triggering sounds off the drums, or do you have backing tracks? How are you doing this?
And so, yeah, what you're hearing are, for the most part, are backing tracks that are from the album or from singles that were made with all the drums being triggered and me basically playing all the parts on different drums or whatever.
Right. All right, well, let's listen to this performance of Tres Mujeres. It's music from the band Ife, led by my guest Otoro Moon and featuring Lavosky on vocals. And the new EP is called The Living Dead. The band is Ife.
Todo lo avisó.
That song is Tres Mujeres by the Puerto Rican band Ife, led by Oturo Moon, who is joining us along with singer Lavosky. And Moon, I have to ask, the drums that you're surrounded by are covered with cloth. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's probably more mysterious than it actually is in terms of its function, because it's completely functional. The thing is that, like, the drums are triggered themselves, right? So it basically, what that means for folks that maybe aren't on the playing end of the music stuff, is that I basically like duct taped an electronic sensor to the head of the drum. And so when I hit the drum, it sends a signal to a drum machine or whatever computer I have that's going to throw a different sound.
Right.
So that way I can make this drum be a snare or a bass or a clap or whatever I want it to be just by hitting it. So what you have to do if you're in a room with other people and you want to be able to understand what's going on is you have to basically dead the sound of the drum. So the tiles are there so that when you hit the drum, you don't hear the drum's head.
The EP is now out, called The Living Dead, and I understand there's a full LP due in the spring, right?
Yes. And that record is called Yekun Mei. That would be the way to pronounce it. Our first record is called Ehiogbe. And Ehiogbe is sort of written like 1111 plus 11111, right? That's
I'm so glad you explained that, because I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah. So that's like, people haven't really communicated what they think the title of the record is, but I've heard people say 4+4. I've heard
that's what I thought.
I've heard people say, you know, 1111 plus whatever, like, but that's really a sort of like techie computer way to try and write a sign that's actually written vertically. So vertically, that's the first Ifa sign, and it would be written with a cross on top and then 1111111 all the way down, right? But you can't do that on a computer, so it gets horizontal, and that's the first sign of Ifa. The second record is Yekun Mei, which is written 0000 plus 0000, so it would be like, but it could be written as 2 2 2 2 2, right? And that's the opposite of the first sign. Mm-hmm. Both of these signs together create the entire 256 corpus of the Ifa language and Odu. So they're sort of mother and father, yin and yang, and the idea is that together they make a complete work.
Right.
So the energy on this record is more aggressive. It's a darker feel. And it's a lot of it has to do with the ancestors and the dead, because again, the idea here is to embrace death, as a natural part of life.
A complimentary record.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
So, in addition to writing and recording your own material, I mean, you have done covers, you know, the Bad Bunny song, the J Dilla song, and you did a special video performance for us of Stevie Winwood's song Higher Love, which our listeners can watch on our webpage at newsounds.org. But what is it about that song that kind of appealed to you? I mean, given all the things you've been talking about, just the phrase higher love seems like it's right up your alley, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Sure. My father had given me the Steve Winwood tape that was, I think it's called Back in the High Life. And, you know, I liked it. It was like a popular thing on the radio at the time. Lo and behold, at the first lesson I had, the teacher that taught me put on Higher Love, and that was one of the first songs I learned how to play. Not the intro, because it's crazy, but like just the general beat, you know, think about it. And so I played along to it, you know. I would, you know, and so it was like an important song for me as a kid.
Think about it, there must be higher love.
And then when I got into the religion, it's sort of like you sort of start looking at everything a bit differently, you know, and seeing like, you know, possibly the way that the Orishas and the universe is speaking to you, you know. And I don't remember where I was, but I heard somebody doing a version of Higher Love, and it just hit me that like, oh, that like, that's an incredibly deep song, and I'm feeling something from Ochun on this song, and Ochun is my patron deity. That's who's the owner of my head, you know. And so I was like, that would be the perfect song to sing to Ochun.
So that explains the Yoruba language material, because I mean we get the Steve Winwood song in recognizable form, but then there are all these, there's like an intro and an interlude and then a big outro, and
yep, those are all verses for Oshun. And I personally feel that these are the best video renditions of any song I've ever done, you know, from somebody at WOMAD shooting us, or somebody at, you know, whatever. We've been all over the world, but I like these videos a lot, you know.
Wow. It's really beautiful. And again, folks, you can see the whole thing on our website at newsounds.org, but we'll hear just a little bit of it to wrap things up. Otora Moon, it's been great talking to you and getting a chance to hear you and Lavosky in these live performances. Congratulations on the EP, and really looking forward to the LP in the spring.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you, brother.
Ife's new EP is called The Living Dead, Ashe Bogbo Egun. Watch the videos of these live performances on our YouTube channel or our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.
We walk blind and we try to see.